Now, welcome back to the series of tutorial videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. Carrying on for video number 13 now, we're going to be doing part 2, where we're carrying on looking at the custom menus and advanced menus in the more advanced shooting modes on the camera. Okay, so we'll carry on from part 1. Okay, carrying on from part 1, we finished talking about the shutter sync options in external flash function settings. So we'll go back and we'll go down to the next menu, which is ETTL2 metering, which is Canon's through the lens metering system, and we can set that on evaluative, which it takes a look at the scene as a whole and makes a calculation on the actual flash exposure, or take an average reading and make its calculation from that. Zoom will actually zoom the head of the flash forward or backwards within the flash gun. Again, this is only with external flash guns, so the Canon 430 EX2 and 580 EX2, or some of the earlier 430 or 580 models as well. So if I actually do that now, just so you can hear it zoom, so I'll change that to all the way out to 105. So what this will do, it'll give it a nice focused beam of light. You may well have heard the flash zoom out there. For a wider angle, then with the kit lens 18-55, you're going to be starting at around 28mm, because that's the equivalent in 35mm terms of that lens, 18mm on the 1.6 crop sensor body of the 500D. Okay, so we'll go into the next option. External flash custom function settings. Again, this is only to do with the external flash, should you have one, so you may well end up coming back to this video at a later date when you get an external flash for your camera. Auto power off. As it's, you know, fairly self-explanatory, it controls the auto power off function of the flash gun, because the flash guns take AA batteries, so it will save battery power. Modeling flash. You can change which button actually sets that off, be it the depth of field preview button, which is at the left hand side of the lens of the front of the camera towards the bottom. It's a small rounded button, okay, which is actually just below the lens release catch, and that's the one that I have it set on. The test firing button for the flash, or enable both buttons, so you can use either. Okay, that's my preferred, so I'll just show you what that does now. And what it does, it gives you a constant burst or strobe of light to act as a modelling light, so you can see the effect that the light's having on your subject. Okay, so we'll go back into the menu. And the next one, we can control the test firing with auto flash, whether it uses it in a low power or full power, again just to save battery power. AF assist beam firing is a auto assist or auto focus assist beam, which the 430 EX will actually put out to aid focusing in low light. The camera body's actually got one built in as well to aid focus, so I usually leave that enabled. And what you may find the actual camera may do in some of the auto modes is pop up the internal flash and let off a couple of strobes of that flash to aid for auto focus. Auto zoom for sensor size. This is again down to the actual external flash gun when it's attached, the zoom function of that flash head, be it from wide angle to the telephoto zoom, and it makes an adjustment based on what camera body it's on, the crop sensor or otherwise. So this is a crop sensor body, 1.6 times crop, the likes of the Canon 5D Mark II, some of the 1D series cameras are full frame. Okay, so it's a slightly different sensor size and a different crop there. Slave auto power off is when dealing with multiple slave flashes. You can control the auto power off timer. And again, some further options for that when doing extended shooting with slave flashes as well. This is where you'll have a commander flash maybe on top of your camera and using multiple other external flashes within the Canon range, say other 430 EXs or 580 EXs, as slave flashes to light a scene. Okay, flash range and aperture info. This is actually something which is displayed on the flash gun itself. Okay, so it either tells the maximum distance or effective distance of the flash based on current settings, or the aperture. that it's currently working at. Okay, so it's not something that you'd see on the camera, it's again on the external flash. In fact, I don't know whether you would be able to see that. See there, 6 meters it's come up as in the corner there. Or if I actually change the setting just quickly down to aperture display. Oop, turn the light back on. Okay, it's now showing me the f-stop that it's working with there. Okay, we'll go back to the menus. Okay, distance indicator just determines whether it's going to be shown in distance of meters or feet on those settings that you just saw come up on the flash gun. Now, personally, I'll be more than happy with meters. I can judge meters visually better than I can do feet. It just depends on how you're used to viewing things. And then we're back down to the auto power off. So that's the external flash custom function settings. We can actually clear these by choosing this selection here. So if you've made a lot of adjustments for one particular kind of shot that you're doing or shoot that you're doing, and then you want everything back to default, you can hit that and it changes all those custom function settings back to the factory default for you. Okay, and we'll go back in the next menu. Okay, we've also now got more control over what we can do in terms of custom white balance as well. So we can choose white balance with on the camera. So here, auto white balance, daylight, shade, and this is the approximate color temperature value in Kelvin, 7000 there, cloudy, tungsten light, white fluorescent, flash, or custom. Okay, so if we go back to that menu, custom white balance, you can set that based on an image that you've already got on the memory card. Usually you take a picture of a white background or maybe a grey card and set it based on that. May I remind you, you'd set that based on your current shooting or lighting conditions. Okay, I mean, I don't actually have anything. Oh my god, get rid of those pictures. I don't actually have anything that I would set the white balance off on this memory card at the moment. We can also shift the white balance as well. Okay, right, so by slightly tweaking it in steps towards a warmer or a cooler kind of white balance. I will cover white balance in more detail because it can be quite in depth. Okay. And colour space we've had a quick look at previously. sRGB is what most things are actually shot with, viewed as, or the colour space that they're using in terms of like websites like Flickr. Many portable media devices like your mobile phones and so forth will use sRGB. Adobe RGB is slightly more advanced with a wider colour gamut, but bear in mind your viewing medium or your output as well when choosing colour space. So I usually stick with sRGB because it'll work across the board. Picture styles we've seen before, also dust delete data. Okay, and we'll go through into the further menus. We've seen these before in the auto menus and how we can protect the images, auto rotate them, change the print order and transfer order when connecting the camera to the computer and so forth. So what we'll do in the next menu that we have a look at, auto power off, we've seen all that before. We'll have a quick look at the live view function settings. Now, I'll actually go into a third video to cover this, so that'll be back in part 3. So this was part 2 for video number 13, looking at the advanced menus and custom menus on the Canon 500D, T1i and KIS X3. So just bear with me and we'll get part 3 recorded and uploaded as well. Cheers.